Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hi everybody, welcome to the Week 14 podcast. I've got Sutton with me. Hi Sutton.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Did you watch any football last night?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you know who was playing?
Yeah.
Who?
Bucky.
Who? Bucky.
Bucky.
No, Bucky doesn't play. But we had the Packers and we had the Lions in a big game last night. So who would you like us to talk about? The Packers, huh? Is that your favorite team?
Yeah.
And
the Packers.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Go Packers.
Well, when your dad gets back later, he and I will talk about the Packers, okay?
Okay.
Can you look up and say, see you later?
See you later.
So, everyone, you saw that Sutton decided that she was going to go with Green Bay. She definitely has her preference there.
Yep. Not influenced at all.
No. She learned that on her own.
Yep.
So, interesting game last night. Very close.
Mm-hmm.
There were some missed calls.
Yeah.
They lost. The Packers lost. However, there were definitely two hands to the face. One where Xavier McKinney had his helmet ripped off of his head.
Yep.
Obviously a penalty. The forcible contact from Za'Darius Smith to Jordan Love's head.
Yep.
Obvious penalty. Both of them missed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they call an offensive pass interference on Watson on what would have been the go-ahead touchdown. Yet they don't call almost the same exact play on Laporta at the 201 mark,
okay,
which is he brushed Eric Wilson and Gibbs made the play and picked up like 7 or whatever yards.
Gotcha.
So it was, you know, I can understand why LaFleur was ticked.
Yeah,
because you call it one way, but then you don't call it the same way on almost an identical play. And it should have been called the same both times. Actually, it shouldn't have been a penalty on Watson, and therefore it shouldn't have been a penalty on Laporta.
Yep.
And the Packers would have been winning and would have forced them to score the touchdown instead of just kicking the field goal for the win.
Yep.
So, interesting. Love was 12 of 20 for 206 yards and a touchdown, four rushes for 23 yards. Not a great game, but not a horrible game.
Yeah, I mean, we kept getting some pretty short fields. You know, there's a couple times where I distracted for a couple minutes, and I turn around, and we've got the ball, and we're on their 40. And
we intercepted Goff, and that was about the 25 or 30.
Yep.
There was another one where it was a short punt.
Yep.
And within a play or two, we were, you know, further into their territory.
Excuse me.
So then we had Josh Jacobs, no catches on no targets, 18 rushes, 66 yards, 3 touchdowns.
To get him a fourth there for a minute, and then he got backed up out of, with the penalty.
And he would have had, right, would have. However, you know, earlier, Love throws a pass to Kraft, and he has one of the touchdowns, but he should have had a second touchdown, wide open, after the block, the play action, and all of a sudden Love just rifles it over his head, and it's like, dude. All you had to do was just take a little bit wide open.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I do remember that one now.
Yeah, right on the right-hand side. This was not a tough play.
How do you, yeah.
Right. I mean, you or I could have made that throw.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jacobs, too, not having any catches, you know, coming out of the backfield, you know.
Usually, odd.
Yeah, odd. No catches, we'll talk odd, is, you know, Jaden Reed, who arguably – you know, aside from Jacobs, in my opinion, probably the best, you know, or biggest, best playmaker, you know, on the team, in my opinion. I mean, Watson's super fast and he's tall. Yes,
and he made some nice plays.
He did, and you know that like 50-yard whatever. I mean, he also fumbled.
He also fumbled the ball.
Yeah. So, but the Jaden Reed not you know only having one target in that game is, in my mind, inexcusable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to manufacture touches for him, whether it's screens, I mean, even sweeps he's really, you know, good at.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. You know, it kind of reminded me of, I forget who they were playing, but it was Washington, where it was deep in the fourth quarter before they even threw one pass to Terry McLaurin. And it just made zero sense. Yeah. They ended up losing that game, and it's like, well...
Yeah.
You know,
how do you expect to win if you're not using your biggest playmakers?
Exactly. So I don't know what, you know, if they were truly, if Detroit truly just took him out of the game or what.
But I think with all the blitzing and all, it was, I mean, some of those long plays were because Love was just letting it fly. He was under pressure and it just so happened Watson was there.
Yeah.
And it worked out. Yep. So we mentioned Watson. He was 4 catches on 7 targets for 114 yards. Yep. Another big game. Mm-hmm. He's been coming through lately. He's not injured. Yep, you heard me knock on wood. Next up, we've got Dontavian Wicks. 4 catches on 5 targets, 49 yards. Not a bad game.
No, yeah, he was, you know, a little more involved, obviously. I was playing Call of Duty and watching the game at the same time, so it's kind of in and out. And that Watson fumble, I was playing with Isaac, and that Watson fumble happened, and I was like, you know what? I said, I honestly, I'm done with it. The drops and everything. Like I said, I know he's fast and he's tall, you know, but he's always been injured. It's just I'm done with the Watson experience. I would be totally fine if they move on from him and Dobbs. We'd have to, you know, spend the money, but you know, you bring in T. Higgins and I know he's, you know,
he's more of an injury risk than anyone else,
but when he's healthy, we'll see in our picks of the week, but when he's healthy, he's a top receiver. And you get a guy like Wicks who you work on he's got a drop problem as well.
Big drop problem.
You work on the hands and stuff. And, I mean, we've seen what he can do. So, you know, I'd be fine with us cleaning house a little bit with a couple of these.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see those guys are, what, third-year receivers?
Watson's got to be in year like
third year.
Really?
Yeah, we were all first and second year receivers last year.
Wow!
So
feels like he's been on the team.
This is only his third year. Yeah, he's only third year, and he hasn't been hurt. And you know, he's actually putting up the yardage. They're not getting rid of him. I don't think.
If he can flip the switch, I mean, we'll put it this way: I was out on Devontae after year two, as well. I was like, cut him.
Right.
You don't even try and trade
and
him.
It turns out to be one of the best receivers.
And then it clicked, and you know, and obviously when you have, you know, the most accurate quarterback of all time throwing you the football, that helps. But
Mahomes?
You know, no.
Oh.
But, you know.
Oh no, that's the most protected quarterback in football.
But yeah, so I mean we'll see. Something's got to happen. I feel like we are very similar to like the Chargers, where we're one true superstar, like a receiver, because that's what the Chargers are missing, away from actually being able to make it to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion. But
yeah, I mean, I think the Packers are close, but I agree. I think they're still missing a couple pieces.
Yeah.
Now, it's always nice if you have Jair playing. Yeah,
that too.
But Jair is out again, and Edgerrin Cooper has been injured, and he
was playing really well for us
up
until the injury.
And there are some guys on that defensive line that were just amazing last night.
Yeah,
who Colby Wooden.
Was he the one that he tried to tackle both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Gibbs broke like, yeah, you know, a 20 yarder. Right. But yeah, I mean, right in there and tried to take on both of
and
them.
And then another one where, I mean, there, and I don't remember if it was him or, I mean, Brenton Cox has been good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've just, some of those guys, and even, I mean, Kenny Clark hitting the backfield. Yeah. And I mean, the Packers did what they intended to do, which was to keep the rushing down. I mean, they had, between Montgomery and Gibbs, they were 29 rushes mm-hmm. for 54 yards. 29 rushes for 54, for 94 yards. Under 100 yards between them on almost 30 carries. Mm-hmm. So they took that away. You know what else they took away?
Amon-Ra
St. Brown.
St. Brown.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about, yeah, Patrick was the guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he only had, I mean, him and Amon-Ra had the same yardage, but he got the two touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's one of those, I think the Packers played very well in spite of missing the players that they were missing. Mm-hmm. I think that Jordan Love needs to be a little bit more, what's the word I want to use? Boisterous or
is this what I can't remember when we talked about it. It was either at the end of last year or
I'm not saying he needs to be super hyped or anything. But when he gets hit in the face by a defender like that, he needs to turn around immediately and point to it. He's
that's
just
what I was
so
saying
calm.
When we were talking. That's what I was saying. I said I don't want him to be the, you know, like the Aaron, you know, mean mugging his players and always throwing his hands up and, you know, rolling his eyes.
But when you get hit in the head, turn around and look at the ref and say, why are you not calling a penalty when the guy clubbed me in the head?
Yeah.
But he just kind of walks off. He kind of shakes his head a little bit. I mean, he's too calm.
Yes, that's what I said, is he was too calm. I want to see a little bit more
fire.
Yeah, let the intensity spill out a little bit every now and then in the right instance.
Right. Don't get pissed at your guys.
Yeah.
You know, take your own blame or whatever. I'm the same way when I play ball. I don't blame others, mm-hmm. but I certainly will get down on myself for not doing what I need to do. Mm-hmm. But I would certainly let someone know if someone broke a rule.
Yeah.
Against me.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got to do more of that.
Yep.
Last on our list was Tucker Kraft. 3 catches, 5 targets, 41 yards, and a touchdown. A decent game. Yeah, he should have had. Should have had. It should have been 4 for 5 for 45 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, because Kraft the one that came out of was he like South Dakota or North Dakota?
Yeah,
or
he came from
like
some
that.
Little school.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because Musgrave was or Oklahoma State or something or Oregon State or something like that. But that that catch and run that he had, and then when he hurdled the guy and got blasted.
Oh yeah,
and then fell, and then immediately did the
the kip or whatever you want to call
whatever
it.
The kip up or whatever. It's like. It was like, what?
Here's a 260 pound man doing something like that, and you're just like,
taking
wow.
a lick and then just oh, hopping yeah, up yeah. like
he
that.
Got,
like,
he got drilled, but he was just like, eh, so what? Yeah, that's impressive. Well, moving on, we've got our picks of the week. And CBS in the Standard League says that QBs are Hurts, Burrow, Allen, Murray, Mayfield, Mahomes. And I am going to go with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold over the last 3 weeks has had over 26, 24, and 21 points. Mm-hmm. They go against an Atlanta defense that is 25th in points to quarterbacks.
Good matchup.
Yeah. You know, we've got in the list, JJ is in the top mm-hmm. six. So, you know, you know that they're going to throw the ball.
Yep.
I mean, they're horrible against the pass.
Yeah, the only thing is if Kirk comes out and plays like he did this last week, throwing 4 picks, you know, could get out of hand fast and could turn into a Aaron Jones, but I think he's banged up a little bit.
Yeah, he also can't hold on to the ball.
That too. So, you know, Aaron Jones might probably see a little more Cam Akers this week, yeah. I imagine. So, you know, that's the only downside. But I think because of the matchup, I think Kirk's going to really, you know, he's probably had this one circled for a little while now.
Yeah, so. It's in his mind. Yeah. I mean, this is the revenge game.
I mean, look at Jerry Jeudy last week, revenge game.
Yeah. I mean, this is the one where Cousins wants to come out and throw for 450 yards and seven touchdowns.
Yep.
But I sat him. I actually went with Goff last night.
Yep.
Nice game. Worked out to my advantage. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I am staying in the fire. I'm going with Jameis Winston against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, I want to say, is like, according to Yahoo, where when I fill this out, that's just where I look for my for my stuff because I'm most familiar with that platform. But Yahoo has Pittsburgh. I think they're like the 31st ranked. Chicago's actually the 32nd. So like the hardest.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm using it different. The other. Right. Yes, right. Yes. You're because the I've got Puka going against Buffalo, and Buffalo is the hardest team to play against. So they're the number one team.
Yes, but that's the other way. Yeah. Gotcha. Yep, on Yahoo. So, but again, I mean, you know, Denver, again, they're you know, in terms of defense, are top seven, top six, even. And James
threw for four. And,
six touchdowns, but two right. Denver, which is, you know, that's been Jameis's formula his entire career.
And you get minus two for a pick, and you get plus four for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, you know, 4-2, you're still getting 12 points from the touchdowns.
And then you stack on, you know, what, 400 yards?
Yeah.
You know?
497 yards or something. You know,
so, and I think this should be I hope this is a Cleveland-Pittsburgh game that's not like 13-9.
Yeah.
You know, because you got Russell, who's been playing really well. George Pickens is obviously really good. You know, but Jameis, obviously.
George Pickens is only as good as if he's happy.
He's a bit of a goon, but.
Man, he's, you know.
He's so fun to watch.
No, because this past week, he got two unsportsmanlike conduct calls against him. And it's like, if I were the head coach, I'd be sitting there going, if you can't control yourself, you are going to be fined and you're going to sit. I get that he's your best chance at winning a game.
Tomlin just knows how to handle, air quotes, handle these crazy diva receivers. I mean, look at who he's had.
I know.
You know, you have Antonio Brown of all people.
Yeah.
You know.
And yeah, but not at his worst.
Well, yes, not at Tampa or Vegas, but you know, but still, I mean, that's still there to a degree. You know, but I think this is actually going to end up being a high scoring matchup. Matchup. You know, and like we said, Jameis. You want him to throw a pick six because he's going to be right back out on the field one play at or two plays technically after that, throwing the ball again. So,
yeah. Agreed. Moving on to our running backs. We've got Saquon, Kamara, Achan, Chase Brown, Bijan, and Kyren. And I am going to go with Bucky Irving. I probably stole that right from you.
Yeah.
Playing at the Rams, it's a neutral matchup. They're 15th.
Not against the Rams, Not against the Rams.
Not Vegas. Against the Rams.
Vegas playing the Raiders.
Oh,
yeah, it's the Pirate Bowl.
You're sure?
I'll check.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it said LAR, but I could be wrong. Either way, it's 15th.
Vegas.
Okay, Vegas 15th in the matchup. The last 3 weeks, he's posted greater than 14, 21, and 24 in non-PPR.
Yeah, PPR, he's been...
Yeah, those are 20... 28, yeah,
whatever.
So, I mean, what's not to like about it?
He is questionable coming into the game.
He is.
Did miss Wednesday practice, was, like, limited Thursday, and then I think limited again today. Yeah. But... If he plays, I mean, it's a
super cakey matchup. So half of the guys are questionable.
Yep.
and then you got guys like drawing a blank, New York Jets.
Brees Hall.
Yep. Downgraded to doubtful. I mean, yeah. It's I just don't, you know, you never know what's mm-hmm. going on
yeah.
week to week with guys.
Yeah. I mean, Bucky, like we said, I think, you know, he's obviously their number one. Yeah. I mean, you can't ignore it if you're Tampa Bay. You know, Rashad White is great as a passing down back, but as a runner, he's boring, he's slow. And, you know, Bucky just gives you that, you know, that jolt you need, you know, where he's the kind of guy that can break a run at any point.
Right.
You know, or he's going to be real shifty, you know, and make a move and make a guy look stupid.
Break an ankle here or there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a Bucky fan, you know.
Why I took him in front of you.
I figured. So, so I'm going to go with another running back of mine on my Yahoo team, Tony Pollard against Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence out for the season with the concussion, and then he's getting the surgery done on his shoulder for that AC joint. Yep. So he's done. It's going to be Mac Jones. I mean, Tennessee's defense has not been as good. I believe they put L'Jarius Sneed on IR last week. Their corner, who was on Kansas City last year, right. was, you know, top Stud. Three, you know, I mean, lockdown. So, you know, so they're missing some pieces, but they're still a pretty, you know, a fairly stout defense. And, you know, with Mac Jones being the quarterback, you know, he came out and was all right. You know, he was, I mean, for Mac Jones, was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
200 and some yards. And
yep. Yeah. So I don't see it continuing. And yeah, I think he'd be foolish to bet that he'll put up a good game. So I think this is going to be, you know, the matchup. Jacksonville's defense is just horrible. Right. You know, so
run.
Yeah. I mean, I almost took Will Levis as my start for quarterback too.
Wow.
But I think, if Westbrook Akine scores his mandated one touchdown
right.
per game on one catch yep. and they get up by two scores, it's going to just turn into Pollard.
Surprised you didn't take Westbrook Akine for.
I thought he just went all Titans.
Yeah.
Could have went Chig.
Yeah. Yeah. So moving on, we've got our wide receivers. They went with Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, CeeDee Lamb, J.J., and Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. And I am going, like I said, I'm going to go Puka. And Puka is going against the top-rated defense for against wide receivers.
Yep.
But in the past four games, Puka's had 14, 9, 13, and 8 targets. You know they're throwing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So the chances are good that he'll, at least in a non-PPR league, he'll get the looks, he'll get some catches, he'll get some yards.
Yeah.
May get a TD in there too.
Yeah, they're going to need it this week too.
I mean,
Buffalo, you know, you look at that team and you're like, well, I mean, their defense is getting healthier as each week goes by.
Yep.
You know, they got was it Matt Milano? I think he came back last week,
okay.
Or he's back this week. But they're getting healthier on the defense, you know, on that side, so they are playing better. And then Josh Allen just, you know, I mean, he's got James Cook and then a whole lot of
Khalil Shakir.
Guys, and, you know, just and guys. And
not even Dalton Kincaid yeah. unless he comes back. They've yeah. got Knox.
Knox and the random Mac Hollins big touchdown, you know, that seems to come yeah. every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, Josh Allen's just so good. He keeps getting it done. Well, I mean, Amari Cooper, too. I always forget about Amari.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Josh Allen, he got credit for the passing and receiving touchdown
yeah.
Last week
yep.
with a little pitch from Amari Cooper. So,
but he didn't get credit for the catch.
Yeah. But
and he shouldn't have gotten credit for all the yardage
either. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how they figured it out, but luckily I wasn't playing against him or having yep. him. So
but,
one of these years I'm going to draft him.
Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, he's always worth it. He's almost, you know, each of the last 3 or 4 years, he's been top three in quarterbacks.
Yep.
But again, I mean, how high do you spend a draft pick on him?
You got it. I mean, he's one of those guys, if you want him, you got to pay for it. So
I don't want him that bad.
But, you know, like I said last week, Puka is the number one right now for the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he is their guy. And again, like I said, they're going to need big game out of him and Cooper Kupp. And obviously they got Kyren ranked, as the, the sixth?
Yep.
You know, they're number six overall because the matchup is good too for rushing against Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and you know,
it's much better rushing than it is receiving.
Well, and luckily this game looks like it's in LA and not in Buffalo. So I'm not going to have to worry about bad weather. So,
yep.
So my pick, I'm going hopefully a little bounce back here. It's Darnell Mooney at Minnesota. Minnesota, actually, according to Yahoo, Minnesota is the top ranked, like, best defense to play against. Okay. So, Buffalo's second.
Okay.
So, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, well, and that would, but that's because of the difference between PPR and non-PPR.
Yes. Yeah.
So, mine are based on
standard,
standard scoring.
So, PPR, Minnesota's the best matchup for wide receivers. You know, they're going to,
well, the worst for receivers, the best defense against receivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to focus on Drake London.
Yep.
Don't need to worry about Kyle Pitts because
what a bust. Disappeared lately.
Yeah, what a bust. Well, what's crazy about Kyle Pitts is he's still only 24 years old.
Yep.
So we probably got another, 6-8 years?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the old guy that used to play for the Packers.
Big dog.
The Bears.
Mercedes Lewis.
Mercedes Lewis. What is he, 40?
Big dog. Yeah, something
39
like
or 40?
Yeah. So. He's up there. But,
could be another 16 years for
could be.
Pitts.
Gross. Yuck. I don't think I would ever draft him or pick him up off of waivers. It's just one of those untouchables for me. I just can't.
So I should get rid of him from my dynasty.
Good luck.
I'll just drop him.
I was going to say, good luck trying to get a anything in a trade. But anyways, get right game hopefully for Atlanta after the, you know, like we said, the dud they put up with the four picks. And, you know, hopefully, like we said, Kirk Cousins comes in with the, you know, the Captain Kirk, the you like that fire. And, you know, against Minnesota, because like I said, I think they're going to focus a lot on Drake London and then Bijan out of the backfield, because Bijan's been catching a lot of passes lately, you know, and Bijan's the guy that can kill you, you know, for an offensive player. So they're going to want to take that away. And Mooney catches a lot of those, like, 12 to 15 yard passes, which is actually where Minnesota struggles a lot, you know, in between the linebackers and the safeties, and you know, they leave some pockets open. So I'm hoping for a, you know, like I said, big bounce back game from Mooney. So
Maybe I should throw him in there.
Yeah.
Well, in my lineup.
He was another one of those guys like Chuba Hubbard Hubbard I had drafted week two, had dropped him after week two. And then after that, he went on his monster tear. Mooney had the one big spike week. I picked him up, and then I can't even remember who, but somebody else popped up that I thought was going to be better. And then Mooney had another monster week and went on like a 4-week tear where he was, you know, really good. There was a while there where everybody I added and then like dropped within the next week just exploded. Yeah. So
sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So moving on, we've got our tight ends, and the top six by CBS Sportsline is our Kittle, Bowers, McBride, Kelsey, Freiermuth. You ever try and spell Freiermuth?
Actually,
E-I-E-R.
Yeah.
That's too many vowels. Mm-hmm. You can't have an E, an I, and an E in a row. And then Cade Otton. And I am going to go with Jonnu Smith going against the Jets. Yes, they are the fourth in standard against tight ends. However, Jonnu Smith has had 8, 11, and 11 targets over the past 3 weeks. You know, it's funny because when Jonnu kind of broke out, it was about 2 weeks or 3 weeks before Tua was coming back. Mm. And everyone said, well, you don't want Jonnu Smith because as soon as Tua comes back, he won't be throwing to Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those 30 targets over the last 3 weeks tell me something different.
Yeah, well, I mean, the process is right because you're like, oh, Tua comes back. It's going to go right back to Tyreek Hill with 12 targets, Jalen Waddle with 8 targets.
And Tyreek is pretty much
going to get his, you know, 6 targets,
and you know. Tyreek has pretty much disappeared lately.
Yeah.
And it's almost been all Jonnu Smith. I mean, 11 targets last week against the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, was it 2 weeks ago you had the big spike week from Jalen Waddle, but other than that, pretty much all season besides maybe two, like that week 2 weeks ago, and then like it was like week two, Jalen Waddle's had fewer than 10 fantasy points.
Yeah.
You know, he's been single digits pretty much every week, so.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I like it. I mean, Jonnu Smith, I think he's gonna be one of those, you know, hindsight at the end of the season waiver pickups that is I think he's going to be on a lot of championship rosters.
Yeah.
So
very possibly.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going Will Disley against Kansas City. Goosed last week.
Yeah. He did. So,
a little nervous, but McConkey is dealing with multiple issues.
Picked him up this week for my Yahoo League.
Yep. McConkey?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the 8-teamer, right?
That is the 8-teamer. Okay, yes.
I was going to say, McConkey's on waiver.
Yeah. But I can pick up anyone whenever I want.
Yeah.
I mean, I considered picking up Braylon Allen.
Yeah.
Because Breece Hall is out.
Yep.
But I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I'm so stuck on, you know, who do I get rid of Isaac Garendo? Because I just picked him up.
For Braylon Allen, I don't think I would, but...
But if Breece Hall stays injured for a while, you sit there and you say, okay, here's a guy who's going to get the benefit of the easy schedule, and he's going to get most of the carries, so...
Yeah, it's tough, but... So, yeah, Disley, like I said, goosed last week, put up zero. You know, I think, did he even have a target? I think he maybe had one or two targets, but... anyways, like I was saying, McConkey banged up... really questionable going into this game. You know, no J.K. Dobbins. It's all Gus Edwards. It's hard to run on the Chiefs. But where you can beat
it's
the
hard
Chiefs.
It's hard for Gus to run on anybody.
Yeah, that's true. He's been, he's
Gus,
been bad.
Gus gets tackled by the offensive line.
So the place you can beat Kansas City is the tight end position. According to Yahoo, they are the second best matchup for tight ends. So tight ends do
second
really
to worst,
well.
Yep.
Yes, or second to worst.
Right.
So, you know, and prior to the goose last week, he'd been very involved for the last like 6 weeks. Disley has. You know, I mean, he had one.
He was just dropped in one of our leagues and then picked back up and by someone else.
Yeah. So I had picked up Freiermuth after the Bengals game last week where he had a really nice game. I had picked him up and then, you know, kind of ho-humming, and I dropped him for Disley because I just, like I said, if McConkey is truly out, I think Disley's going to end up with like 10 targets this week because, like I said, they're going to, you know, obviously they're professionals. They're going to be like, oh, Kansas City gives up yardage to tight ends. You know, here we go.
Yeah. So. And for a while there, he was like a reborn man there.
Yeah, I mean, he had that stretch run in Seattle where he was like the number one tight end over like 6 or 7 weeks and then fell off the face of the earth for a while and then now popped back up. And
right, and had a short stint as, oh, wow, where's this guy from?
Yep.
And we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. So remember that there are 6 buys this week, so pay attention. Some of you may be already in playoffs, which, you know, as I've mentioned before, I think that's stupid, but, you know, to each his own. I mean, especially in a redraft league, because you can't plan that.
No.
I mean, at least in a dynasty where your roster is, you know, 30 players deep, you've got some options.
Yep.
Although I have no options, and I'm playing against you.
And Josh Jacobs.
And Josh Jacobs. And the great thing is I went out and I picked up Danny DeVito, only to find out that
it's Drew Lock.
He wasn't going to get the start even if he was healthy this week. He'll probably be back next week, but I don't need him next week.
Yep.
I'm on a bye next week because I'm the second best team in the league. But luckily, I'm not having to play for anything meaningful this week in a league.
Yep.
So I just, you know, I sit there and I struggle with why you'd want to do that. I get that, you know, in your league that you're in, the Dynasty, it's a two-week add up.
Yep.
But on a six-team bye week, as one of the 2 weeks, I just don't see how that's even remotely fair.
Yeah.
It's not my league. I probably, if asked to be in that league, would say no.
Yeah.
Only because that makes no sense to me. Yep. It's like playing, you know, anyone who in the past had used week 17 as their championship. When there were 17 weeks.
Yeah.
And you'd say, but teams are going to be resting players. Well, you need to think about that when you draft. You can't think about that when you draft because you have no clue who's going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And who who's going to be resting because they've already won that first bye or whatever it is. Yeah. Or it won't change their position.
I'm not going to not draft Josh Allen because if it was still the week 17.
Right, that they might be sitting their quarterback.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah, I mean, you can't do things like that and have, you know, I apologize to the guys in your league, but it's more of a Mickey Mouse league if you are doing stuff like that that don't take into account the buys. The buys end on week 14. Mm-hmm. So you've got 15, 16, and 17. Now, the buys used to end in week 13, and you'd have 14, 15, and 16, and you wouldn't play in 17. Now that there's an extra week, it's just shifted one, 15, 16, 17. That's where your playoffs should be.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I think in that dynasty, I think they do it more for seeding for next year. And, you know, because like I said, the playoffs, it's the top four.
Yeah.
So the two teams, or the four teams play, they have the matchup for the 2 weeks, and then the final week is, or if they do with the two.
It only makes sense to do 2 weeks because you're using 14 and 15. Yeah. You're telling me you only use 16, or do you use 16 and 17 for the championship?
I don't know.
You've never been there.
Yeah, I'm not in playoffs there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think for the majority of most leagues, they don't do that.
Yeah.
But, you get some of the goofy ones out there that are, well, let's try this.
If you're in any of the groups on Facebook for fantasy football, you see people talking about it and you're just like, what Mickey Mouse club did you belong to?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Why? And, some of the rules that, we had a guy quit or they show you their team and you go, must be rough being in a four-man league. A 14 league.
I love the screenshots, and they're like, "How did I do in the draft this year?
Should I be in first place? What's to rate my team? What's my record?"
Starters are like Lamar, Jamar Chase, Saquon.
And that's the whole thing. It's the same with any of these things that people put questions out there. First of all, explain to me everything about your league. Because is it dynasty? Is it redraft?
You got to give a little context.
Right.
Yeah.
No context is given. It's just, should I trade this for is this a fair trade? Mm-hmm. How the hell would I know?
Yeah.
How many teams, dynasty or not, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. What's the rest of your roster?
But even beyond roster, what format are you using? If it's dynasty, then it may or may not make sense. If it's redraft, completely different story. The circumstances are completely different, but people still put it out there.
So there's a post going around. It was DraftKings shared it on, I think it was Facebook yesterday. I saw it, and it was from a Reddit thread on fantasy football.
Okay.
DraftKings shared it. It said, In my league, there's a guy that has been completely inactive all season.
Yep.
2-11, We've already told him we're kicking him out.
And he threw $100 of fab
on Isaac Guerrero.
On Isaac Guerrero and screwed everybody over. Yeah. Should we do something? Well, first of all, you told him you were kicking him out of the league.
Yeah.
Second of all, I mean,
because it didn't happen to me. It's hilarious.
Well, and the one of the people said, at least he didn't drop all of his players.
That's true.
Which is exactly true. But you've got people going saying something about, oh, a guy dropped. I can't even remember who it was. It was Jerry Jeudy. I think it was. Dropped Jerry Jeudy, and then a day later, and I don't know how it let him drop him. I'm like, Jerry Jeudy sucks, other than 1 week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he had been trending up a little bit, but he goes, and a day later he came back and he wants his player back because he says he made a mistake. Well, he made a mistake. Yeah. He didn't really want to drop him, but he did, maybe in a drunken stupor or something, but no, he doesn't deserve that player.
You don't
back.
Wait a day. And
right.
Be like,
oh, right. If shoot. I make a mistake, I immediately text the GM or the guy who runs the league commissioner. And I say, dude, I hit the wrong button. I meant to look at it and I hit accept or whatever, as opposed to cancel. Mm-hmm. And post something to the league, guys, I screwed up. Didn't mean to drop him. And you can get him back. I mean, people usually trust you on that one if you're doing it immediately. 24 hours later, no.
Yeah, after the entire league went in the chat, was like, what are you doing? And he goes, Oh, shit.
I didn't mean to do that.
I didn't mean to do that. Give me my player back, please.
Yeah, it's just, it's funny seeing some of that stuff out in Facebook and DraftKings and whoever else posting this stuff and making light of the fact that, you know, there are a lot of people out there playing fantasy football. And, you know, I get it that, you know, sometimes it's a family doing it or it's some friends at work or it's whatever. And, you know, there's no entry fee or there's a $20 entry fee or whatever. And, I mean, we're in a – is ours a 25 or a 30 a year for our dynasty? It's not 20, a lot.
Yeah, 25 sounds right.
But people are serious. Mm-hmm. It's still – it's a good league because people are not – you've got your guys that are trying to get the first pick next year because they started off poorly. I get it. And that's fine in dynasty. But they're not bitching about, oh, my God, you know, I paid all of this money. No, there's some fun there. No, I'm not making a lot of money if I win it, blah, blah, blah. But it's a fun time. Mm-hmm. But again, no one's complaining about all this piddly stuff. And I don't think any of them are actually posting their teams out there going, hey, what do you think my record is? So, but you know, I get there, you know, you've got people who are probably in their first or second year playing that don't, you know, I'm surprised by the number of questions about who do I play every single week in those Facebook posts.
Well, it's just, I mean, you know, it's people looking for verification, you know, they have their answer. They just want somebody else to say it and then they can go, oh, okay.
You know what? I think I'm going to have four or five different Facebook accounts, and I'm going to log on each time, and I'm going to go, oh, play this guy. Oh, play that guy. Oh, play this guy. All different. So
you're
that
just
they
gonna start a bunch of bot profiles.
Yeah, yeah. So that you know, you really just mess with the people because they got no clue. So just have a little fun at someone else's expense. So enjoy football this weekend.
Yep. A
lot of there are some good games. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.